Ian Black stood on the terrace of his Venetian palazzo. He was supposed to be inside, mingling with the masked crowd of arms dealers he'd invited for the evening. Instead, he was thinking about a woman. Not just any woman. Natasha Oliver, a.k.a. Natasha Orlova, a.k.a. the assassin Calypso. Which made no sense because she wasn't the woman for him. She was more than 10 years younger, and she worked for a group of people he despised. They were on opposite sides of everything. He'd tried to recruit her, sworn to protect her if she left her masters in the Gemini Syndicate, but she hadn't taken him up on the offer. He wasn't going to stop trying, though. She knew things about the Syndicate that he wanted to know. Needed to know if he was going to stop them from hurting people and ruining lives. The water of the Grand Canal gleamed like diamonds as it lapped the walls below. The city reclined beneath a full moon like a satisfied lover, her languid form soft and beautiful. Behind him, the noise of a party in full swing drifted through the open terrace doors. He took a swallow of scotch and let it burn its way down his throat. He didn't care for the people here tonight, but that was the job. Since BDI operative Brett Wheeler had failed at his quest to infiltrate the Syndicate's human trafficking arm last year, they'd gone deeper underground. Tonight wasn't about human trafficking, no matter how much Ian might have wished it. One day, he'd make it so hard for them to trade in human lives that they'd stop doing it, but this wasn't the day. Not yet. Tonight was about the global demand for illicit weapons. Ian was himself, the wealthy founder and CEO of Black Defense International. On the surface, a legit businessman. Beneath the surface, he was a known trader in guns and a major backer of causes the real him despised. But it was the job, and Ian believed in getting the job done. Whatever it took. Even if he sometimes felt like the job was crushing his very soul.
Natasha had told herself more than once that coming to Ian's palazzo was a bad idea. And yet, she'd done it anyway. As she sipped her champagne and glared at the retreating form of the man who dared to put his hand on her ass, as if she were his for the taking, she felt a disturbance in the air around her. The hairs on the back of her neck prickled in warning, but it wasn't the warning she got when danger was imminent. More like a warning that a predator was at hand and moving closer. In this crowd, it could be anyone. And yet, she knew who it was before he arrived. She'd been looking for him when she'd entered, certain she'd find him without too much trouble. She'd felt him then, too, but she hadn't seen him. Ian Black moved toward her with the lethal grace she'd come to expect. He was a tall man, his body beneath his suit, lean and taut. Not that she'd ever seen his body, but she knew. She'd felt it when he'd pressed her against him a few months ago and kissed her. She hadn't expected that kiss, and yet a day hadn't gone by since that she hadn't relived it at least once. Usually more often, though. She sometimes went to sleep with the ghost of that kiss on her lips and woke with the phantom touch of his body against hers. It was maddening, and it was the reason she was here. Part of the reason. She had to get him out of her head. He claimed to want to protect her, to save her, but she didn't need protecting, and no one could save her. Certainly not him. He was one of the reasons she'd gone to prison in the first place. He'd admitted as much to her the first time they'd met. If not for him, if not for his involvement with her parents and their stupidity in turning against their mother country, they wouldn't have been arrested, and neither would she. She'd still be in Russia. Her parents would be alive, and Nikolai would be there too. Her family would be whole. And who would protect Daria now? If you'd never gone to prison.